President Obama has set a course to formally authorize war against ISIS. The U.S. has been conducting airstrikes against the terrorist group since August, but the proposal would allow for expanded operations, including limited ground troops. It's already running into criticism from both Democrats and Republicans on Capitol Hill. Here was House Speaker John Boehner today.
The president's point is that he wants to dismantle and destroy ISIS. I haven't seen the strategy yet that I think will accomplish it.
With more from Washington, Bruce Auster is on the line. He's NPR's national security editor. Bruce, welcome.
Hi, Peter. How you doing?
Pretty good. So what's in this proposal from the president?
So there are a few key elements. The main thing is, as you suggested, that they are asking for authority to conduct military operations against ISIS. But then there are some there's some fine print in that. You know, ISIS is operating in Syria and in Iraq. This authorization would impose no geographic limitations on where the United States would be able to go after that group. This authorization would only last 3 years, so that's important. It would go into the next administration, but it wouldn't be indefinite. It would also repeal the 2002 authorization. This was the one that the Bush administration used to justify the invasion of Iraq. That would go away under this. And finally, the key thing and where there's going to be a lot of debate is the role of American ground troops. And this would impose limitations on how those forces could be used.
Yeah, let's talk about that. The phrase the president is using, it's a ban on enduring offensive ground troops. That word enduring, it sounds, well, first of all, really broad, and second of all, very open for interpretation. What's the best guess at what that means?
Right. I think you've put your finger on what the debate is going to be about, and all the lawyers are going to try and figure out how do you define enduring. The president, in sending this language up, sent up a letter to Congress that sort of goes with the official draft language for the legislation. In that letter, he said what it would not authorize are what they called long-term, large-scale ground combat operations. So that's how they're trying to define it. I'm not sure that definition is going to satisfy folks. What the administration is trying to do is permit smaller scale ground operations. So, for example, things like rescue missions. If forces are in trouble, you would be able to send in troops on the ground to rescue somebody. Mm-hmm. They also talk about special forces going after, you know, ISIS leadership. So they're trying to create situations where some ground forces are permitted, but that large-scale ground operations would not be, and that's going to be where there's a big debate.
As you said, the agreement would expire in 3 years. Do you think that's an acknowledgement that whoever takes the White House next is still going to be dealing with this?
They've said all along this is a long fight, and I think what they're trying to do here is make sure that whoever is the next president and whoever is in charge of the next Congress has to have buy-in on this policy, that this isn't something that starts with one administration and then ties the hand of everybody who comes afterwards.
Democrats have been wary of sending in U.S. troops. They're concerned with that language in the president's proposal that we were just talking about. How concerned are they that the door is left open here a little bit?
They're very concerned, and this is going to be, from the Democrats' point of view, the big fight is they don't want, you know, they look at this and they see Iraq all over again. They see an open door that would allow potentially large numbers of American ground troops to go in, and this is what they absolutely do not want. You remember President Obama campaigned and became president in large part because of his opposition to the war in Iraq. Mm-hmm. That's a strong principle for the Democratic Party. The other thing they look at is the 2001 authorization. That's the one that essentially happened right after 9/11. That is very broad. The Democrats are concerned that that has been used over the years to justify all manner of activities, excuse me, and it still would exist. And so they're afraid of another open-ended type of authorization.
And then on the other hand, Republicans actually want to give the president more leeway than Democrats are willing to give. Senator John McCain has been very vocal about that. So is the GOP united on that front?
The GOP concern is it's very interesting, and you played the tape of Representative Boehner. What they are talking about is they don't think that the president even has a very good strategy right now for going after ISIS. And what they think is the problem is that the White House is tying its hands by saying, hey, we're not going to use ground troops in large numbers. They're signaling to the enemy that there are certain things they don't have to worry about. They think that is a terrible idea. And what I think they may do with this debate over authorization is use it essentially as a proxy debate over the entire policy, you know, the administration's policy towards ISIS. So they are going to zero in on the idea that by limiting ground forces, you are actually limiting America's ability to do what the president says he wants to do, to go after ISIS, to degrade and destroy the group.
Well, it'll be an interesting debate as this goes on, because as we know, Washington is a contentious place. But apparently both parties want to make some progress on this. Bruce Auster, NPR's national security editor, joining us from Washington. Bruce, thanks very much.
You're welcome.